And say after me, our Father, in the name of Jesus, as we behold, as we look into your word, we behold Christ as he sees us in himself. He's glorified and we edify. We receive the knowledge of Christ that is found in the written word. There is no error in the atmosphere. Clarity comes to my mind as your word is taught, and I will walk in the light of it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Matthew 28, quickly. Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you. And lo, I am with you always to the end of the age. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you hear the word, go baptize. He's not talking about water baptism. You know, I wonder why people get so carried away with water baptism. Hallelujah. Now look at water baptism while we discuss understanding the gospel. Hallelujah. Water baptism is a shadow. You don't stick to the shadows. Glory to God. So when people say, go baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So what comes to their mind is three gods. So you get into the water and you're dipped, you are baptized in the name of the Father. So if you enter once and come out, it's only the Father that baptizes you. No, that's not what he's saying. You could know what he's saying in Mark chapter 16, verse 15. Mark 16, 15. He says, and he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes, that is baptized. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He calls the one who believes as the one who is baptized. Did you see that? So that changes our mindset. That should change the way we see Matthew 28. Because you know, when people look at Matthew 28, what they see is water baptism. But what did Jesus just say? He who believes and is baptized. That word "and" is the word "kai" in the Greek. It's the word that shows you. It's not combining two words now. It's explanatory. Hallelujah. So he who believes that he is baptized will be saved, and he who doesn't believe will be damned. You know, and this signs shall follow them that believe. So the same instructions. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's go back to Matthew 28. Go back there. Hallelujah. So he said, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So when he said baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, he's talking about baptizing them into his name. There is not three different gods. No. You understand? Aha. Go ahead, go.
Hallelujah.
He said, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So, first of all, this we have said is Matthew's summary of what Jesus taught them for 40 days, right? Because we were told in Acts of the Apostles chapter 1, verse 3, this Jesus taught them for 40 days after his resurrection. 40 days. So, Matthew will summarize it as this. Hallelujah. So Matthew will say Jesus told them to go make disciples. Hallelujah. That word disciples is the word matitio in the Greek. So matitio is the word that means to enroll someone into a seal of learning. To enroll someone into a seal of learning. To becoming a teacher or an authority. So you are enrolling the person to becoming an authority in what you are teaching him or her. Abi? Or him or she. Or he or she. Sorry. Glory to God. So Jesus' instruction in verse 8, in verse 19, is to what? Make disciples. Make disciples.
And in verse 20, it tells us disciples will be raised via teaching.
Teaching. You don't raise disciples via choreography
or via sports. Teens meeting, and everybody's on jeans. Hallelujah. Everybody's on jeans. After that, you now wear canvas. They're playing ball. Teens meeting. Like we are learning Christ in football. Give yourself brain. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, this via teaching. Very important. If every minister of the gospel will understand that disciples are raised via teaching, a lot of frivolities will be taken away from the church. A lot. If every minister would understand that. Hallelujah. Now he says, by teaching. That word teaching is the word didasco. It's not harvest though. It's teaching. Hallelujah. Amen. It's not prayer meeting though. Teaching.
Primary.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Go away to God. Amen. It's not Holy Ghost meeting though. Teaching. Very important. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now that word didasco is the word that means is the act of instructing or the act of explaining. That's the word didasco, the act of explaining. So if you look at that word didasco, it's a word that shows you an action. It's an action. So if that is an action, it then tells you that the local church, the major activity that should go on in the local church should be what? Teaching. It should be teaching. So some people say teaching is always boring. It's anointing service that is good. Anointing service. See your life. Hallelujah. Show me a child or show me a believer who likes anointing service more than teaching meeting. I'll show you a believer who has not grown. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. So, teaching in the local church is seen as an instruction. We are given that instruction to teach. We are given an instruction to teach in the scriptures. Also, we'll find the apostles do the same. Hallelujah. Look at Acts of Apostles chapter 6, verse 3 into 4. Now they needed people to serve tables. So therefore, brethren, seek out from amongst yourselves several men of good reputation, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. We'll give ourselves to the ministry of the word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
May we give ourselves to the ministry of the word. Teaching. Hallelujah. We'll give ourselves to the ministry of the word. Look at Acts 2:42. The new ones, those who just received the spirit, who just believed the gospel, they were first exposed to teaching. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' teaching. In chapter 5, verses 28 of Acts, chapter 5, verse 28, it says, now they took on the apostles. Hallelujah. Are you in verse 28?
Yes.
Okay. Look what they said. And did we not strictly command you not to teach in this name? And look, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And it shall be concerning Zamfara. He said, we'll fill Zamfara with our doctrine. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
He said, see, you filled Jerusalem with your doctrine and intend to bring this man's blood on us. Hallelujah. When he used the word doctrine, is the word the didache. It's the word that implies, it's from the word didache that will have the word didasco. That word doctrine is not the way we do things. No. That word doctrine is the mode of explanation. Remember, that is for, it's from the word didache that we have the word didasco, which is to teach. And that the word didasco is what the act of explaining. Now, didache is the mode of explanation. How what is explained is explained. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have a whole lot of series on that. You can pick up that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. So how what is explained is explained. So they fill Jerusalem with their mode of explanation. What is their mode of explanation? Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They fill Jerusalem with that teaching. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So teaching. They went about teaching the gospel. Hallelujah. Look at Acts 19. Acts 19 quickly. Let's see Paul in Ephesus. From verse 1. And it happened while Apollos was at Corinth that Paul, having passed through the upper region, came to Ephesus. And finding some disciples, verse 2, he said to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?" And they said to him, "We've not heard so much as the, whether there be any, I mean, whether there is a Holy Spirit." And he said to them, "Into what were you baptized?" And they said, "Into John's baptism." Then Paul said to them, and then Paul said, "John indeed baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying that those who should believe, I mean, saying that they should believe on him who is to come after him, which is on Christ Jesus. But when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus." Not water, but they believed the gospel. Hallelujah. Verse 6. "And when Paul had laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied." Right? Spoke in tongues and prophesied. I mean, they spoke in tongues and interpreted. Right?
Yes.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Verse 7. "Now, these men were about what? 12. Take note of that. 12 in all. Verse 7. Alright? Verse 8. "And he went into the synagogue and spoke boldly for 3 months, reasoning and persuading concerning the things of the kingdom of God. But when some were hardened, did not believe, but spoke evil of the way before the multitude, he departed from them and withdrew the disciples." How many of the disciples? 12 in verse 7, right? "Reasoning daily in the school of Tyrannus. And this continued for how long? 2 years. What was he doing? He was teaching them for 2 years. "So that all who dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks." He taught them for the space of 2 years. Look at chapter 20. Now these guys have grown to becoming who? Elders. The 12 elders in Ephesus. They grew to becoming elders. Look at verses 7. 17 rather. 17. "Now from Miletus he sent to Ephesus and called for the elders of the church." Who are the elders? Those 12 in chapter 19, right? Verse 8. "And when they had come to him, he said to them, 'Do you know, from the first day that I came to Asia, in what manner I always lived among you, serving the Lord with all humility and with many tears and trials, which happened to me by the plotting of the Jews. How I kept back nothing that was helpful, but proclaimed it to you and taught you publicly and from house to house." How did you teach them? Publicly and from house to house. Follow up. He did what? Follow up. House to house. He was teaching them. That is intense. Look at verse 31. Hallelujah.
Amen.
31. Are you there?
Yes.
It says, "Therefore, watch and remember that for 3 years I did not cease to warn everyone night and day with tears." How was he teaching them? Morning and night. History has it that he would teach them in the morning before they go to work. And immediately they are back for work, they'll go for teaching class. For how long? For 3 years. He was teaching them. And Paul too was not idle, does not have church office. People go and sit and say, "Yes, come and meet me for counseling." Braggado. Some people like that, they will not go and work. Sit down inside office and be receiving AC. Paul was working. Hope you know. Ah. Paul, okay. Look at verse 34. And you yourself know that these hands have provided my necessities. Paul is telling them, you know, my hands work.
They work well, well.
Know it. Look at chapter 18. I'll go back a bit. What do you call it? Chapter, is it 18 here? 18. Now, verse 1 into verse 2. And these things Paul departed from Athens and went to Corinth and found a certain Jew, Aquila, born in Pontus, who had recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius had commanded that all Jews be departed from Rome. And he came to them. And because he was from the same trade. Did you see that? The same what?
Trade.
He did work. Was not a lazy pastor. That's why in chapter 20, he would not say, my hands. He didn't sit in one church office to be receiving this, waiting for counseling. So I'm going to go and give you what? I said, so. No! You know, please come and help me to do that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Okay. So, Paul walked. So that means Paul too will go to work and come back and be teach. In fact, Paul said he told them in Thessalonians, he said, if there be anyone who does not work, do not provide for him. So maybe it is intense. Very important. Get to do something. Get to get your hands busy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he shows you, you know, Paul made it, as Pastor Shego said, Paul made it so difficult for anyone of us, including myself, to have an excuse. I can't even have an excuse. Because he talks morning and night. Morning and night. Day, every day. In those days, there was no Saturday and Sunday break. Work morning and night. And then he talks morning and night. If he had time to pray. Ah! And he grew with such revelation. Ah! And you say you are learning hairdressing. Because they are not coming for meeting. Care. Continue. Glory to God. So teaching is intense. And we are also instructed to teach. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Look at Paul's instruction to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 3. 1 Timothy 1, 3. I urge you, when I went to Macedonia, remain in Ephesus, that you may charge some that they teach no other doctrine. So, Paul, Timothy was given that charge to teach. 1 Timothy 1:3. Chapter 3, verse 2, it gives the qualification of a bishop, of a teacher, or of a pastor. A bishop is a pastor. It's not a rank. So you grow from a pastor to becoming a reverend. A reverend to becoming a vulnerable. No. Okay, to becoming a canon. A canon to become a vulnerable. Not venerable. Vulnerable. Vulnerable will now become bishop. Ah! His right bishops are. Will now hand you over a diocese. God bless you. Amen. Now, he said the qualification of a bishop in verse 2. A bishop then must be blameless, a husband of one wife, temperate, sober-minded, of good behavior, hospitable, able to teach. Meaning, before you pastor a person, before you become a leader in the church, you must be able to teach. So, you know, I'm just a preacher, I'm not a teacher. Go and revisit your call. Hallelujah. A pastor must be able to teach. A leader must be able to teach. Very important qualification. Must be able to teach. Must be able to teach through scriptures. Not teach your senses. Not teach. No, you must be able to interpret scriptures in the light of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
If not, there's no, you should not be found on the pulpit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Look at chapter 2, verse 2 of 2 Timothy. Chapter 2, verse 2. We have an instruction to teach. He says, and the things which you've heard from me among many witnesses, say, commit the same to faithful men who will be able to teach others. So how will he commit? Their word, teaching. Do you understand me? And take note of that word, faithful men. We'll get back to that soon. Faithful men. He calls some people faithful men. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Look at verse 24. A servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach. Patience. Able to teach. You cannot say, I'm a preacher. I'm a prophet of God. I'm not a teacher. Keep quiet, too. You are joking with a lot of... You go, yes! You are joking. Anybody that tells you that is joking. Even if you prophesy heaven down, he is joking. Yes, now. Say, I'm a seer. A seer, Abi? No problem. Saul went to meet a seer. Say, let's know the kind of seer you are. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, there are some people who use the name of Jesus to practice. You see, herbalists have upgraded. Yes, herbalists have upgraded. They know nobody wants to go to a shrine. Nobody. If I say let's go to a shrine, will you go?
No.
Thank you. Lovely. You will not go. So they've upgraded. Ah. You find some of them in some places, in some churches. Yes, sir. Now watch their act and watch the act of an herbalist and tell me the difference. Yes, now. When somebody will give you a ring and tell you no jazz go enter you, is that not herbalism? Differentiate now. Hallelujah. When they will give you automobile inside church and you say you are calling the name of Jesus, there's a big problem. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's now. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, someone wonder, I'm going to lay hands. Listen. What I say I will do today, I will say some things, some examples. I want to meet someone was actually going blind. Listen, you know, and there was a prophet by my side. So I wanted to lay hands, you know, but I just wanted to honor the prophet. Just wanted to honor, just say, okay, man of God, this is the situation. You know, just pray for this person. You know what the person did? Just say, sir, you know what you would do? I was just hoping. I thought you would lay hands and I would just say, wow, it's you. I say, you will go and fetch rainwater, the one that is coming direct. Ah! Must be. The one that is coming, like, you must not hit. You must not touch the roof. You must be coming direct. You enter inside the bucket. You say, there, you don't put it outside for 1 week. Use it to wash your eyes. You see. Ah! What is the way between that one and this one? And yet you call you a thief in Jesus' name. How? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Well, you have to discern. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
You know, after that incident, and I called the person once, I said, what? You know? And they know, you people are teachers. That was what he used to defend. They said, you people, you know you're a teacher. I'm a prophet. You're shaking my head. I say, you're still far. You're still far. And you know such kind of people, you can't even correct them. They will begin to tell you experience. When they place experience above the word of God. So those kind of people don't even go into explanation, leave them.
Just know the scriptures.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are instructed to teach, right? Was that how I got there? Aha. Chapter 4 of 2 Timothy, verse 2. He said, preach the word. He's telling Timothy, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and teaching.
I spoke to a prophetess one day and I said, madam, please, can you show me where you got this thing from? He said he wanted to do a work, spiritual work. He now drew paper and carried something that was smelly. And I said, wait, how did you get this? Can you show me from the scripture? And I said, no, you will not find it in the scriptures. This is a work. It's a spiritual matter. Let me not even
get involved in this because you will not like me again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, the qualities of a teacher is to teach. The quality of a leader is to teach. The quality of a believer is to teach. Jesus said, go make disciples via teaching. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the local church is a place where we are taught God's word.
So the next question will be, why do we teach? Why do we teach?
Why do we teach? It's just like asking, Jesus, why did you say we should go and teach? Right?
Yeah.
Aha. Just answer that. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Right there? Verse 15 to 17. It says, and from childhood, you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. And the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. You use the word profitable in verse 16. Say, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable. That word profitable is the word Ophilimos. Ophelimos. Ophelimos is the word that implies, that word shows the essence of what is done. It's used to show the essence of something being done. So we can say the essence of scripture is what? Doctrine. Do you understand? The essence of scripture.
When you talk about scripture, it talks about Genesis to Malachi. We said that, right? We said that in previous teachings.
So when I say scriptures, all scriptures, it's referring to the Old Testament scripture. And I say it's profitable for what? For teaching. The essence of the scripture is for doctrine. It's for teaching. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Like some people will say, when you hear doctrine, say this is our own doctrine, it's the doctrine of our church. No. There's nothing like that in scripture. That word doctrine is the word didaskalia in the Greek. You know, sometimes we just need to go back a bit and just understand the way words are used from the original. If not, if you say doctrine is where we do our own things, then you will not be, you and the man that says he knows who the father of Paul is, that it was that thief on the cross, you will not be far from each other. Because he said, I know who Paul's father is. Paul said, my old man. No, old man means my papa. My old man was crucified with Christ.
You know, that one, you know that what that guy is smoking is your teacher.
Share your understanding. Uh-huh. So you just have to understand the fact that scripture does not move with the trend of language. Do you understand? So that is why most times we'll take the pain to tell you how it was in the, or how it's written in the original. So that word doctrine there is the word didaskalia. Remember, we looked at the word doctrine before now, and we say it's what?
The act of explaining, the mode of explaining, that is didache. Now, this is another word to doctrine,
and here it implies didaskalia. Now, didaskalia means explanation in itself. Do you understand? Explanation in itself. That one means the mode. How what is explained is explained. The explanation itself. Do you understand? Didaskalia. It means teaching. Now it now takes this. Just look at this. The essence of scripture is for what? It's for teaching. Now it now says something. It now says for reproof. That word for is the word pros in the Greek. Pros.
That word pros is used to for the result of what is done.
The result of something. Do you understand me? Is the word pros.
Now, take note of this. He said the essence of scripture is a doctrine. Doctrine, the result of doctrine is reproof. Did you see that? Now, reproof is the word conviction in the Greek. Or is the word that is translated conviction from the Greek. Or evidence, Hebrews 11:1. That is that word, evidence of things not seen. Reproof will bring about correction. That is the word epatonosis in the Greek. That word means straightening. To straighten something. Do you understand? To straighten something. Epatonosis. Correction will bring forth instruction in righteousness. That word instruction in righteousness is the word paideia and diakosune. Paideia and diakosune.
The word diakosune is the word righteousness, right? Righteousness. Now the word paideia is the word that is used for how children are brought up. Ephesians 6:4. Glory to God. Let's go to Ephesians 6:4.
We see that there in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4, is the word nurture. Ephesians 6:4. It says, and you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up. That bring them up is the word paideia. Bring them up in the training, is the word paideia. Bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. Training, paideia.
If you see, you also see it in
Hebrews chapter 12 from verse 5. Hebrews 12 from verse 5 is the word that is translated there, chastening. Don't you like the chastening? That word chastening implies what? Training. Now, listen to this well. The end point of teaching, remember teaching brought about reproof, correction. Now the end point of teaching is what? Training. To bring up. Look at verse 17 of that 2 Timothy chapter 3. Verse 17 says something very important. It says that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. So meaning, the teaching of the gospel is to bring one up for good works, is for what? Training, for maturity. Ephesians 4:11. Quickly, Ephesians 4:11. I'm a bit fast. You get the tape. Hallelujah. Ephesians 4:11. But you got to flow with me.
Some of you know, you should know how fast I can get. But not as fast as my mentor. Even me, when it's fast, I cannot catch up. Hallelujah.
So I'm more fast. Go with it. I'm still learning. Okay, Ephesians 4, verse 11. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of faith and to the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried away by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things unto him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body joined and knit together, by which every joint supplies according to the effective working, by which every part does a share, causing growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Glory to God. Now, in verse 11, it says he gave us
the pastors, they are pastor teachers. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, right?
Is it for the perfecting of the saints? Now, those apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, these are called the elders or leaders in the local church. These are the leaders. That is who Paul will call,
James will call them, call for the elders. After the point chapter 15, verse 1, they are called the elders of the church. Do you understand? It's Paul that now broke it open. In years to come, we'll look at that. Paul's ministry gift. In years to come.
Hallelujah.
In years to come. We'll look at the ministry gift. Do you understand? So why will Paul not break it down? Do you understand? But you know, it's not be hard for Paul to speak to the church as Corinth. I want to talk about ministry gifts. You will just call elders. The same way, if talking to Timothy, you will not start calling pastors, apostles, prophets. You just call elders, right? Right? He said, do not neglect the gift of God which was given you by the laying on of hands of the word of the elders. Do you understand? The heart of the elders, the first preaching. Elders. So you will not come and say, but of the prophet, evangelist, pastors,
those are elders, those are the leaders of the local church. Hallelujah. Now, now, remember the primary work of the pastors or the leaders in the local church is what? Teaching, right? Now, verse 12 will now be the result of that teaching. Say, for the perfecting of the saints. Do you understand? That word perfecting is the Greek word katartismos. K-A-T-A-R-T-I-S-M-O-S. Katartismos. K-A-T-A-R-T-I-S-M-O-S. Katartismos. It's what that implies to furnish, to make ready or fit. Or to make ready and fit. To make ready and fit. So, the work of the pastors, listen, or the leader of the church, is to do what? To teach. And the result of the teaching is to do what? Make you ready. Make you fit. For what? For the work of the ministry. For the edifying of the body of Christ. For the work of the ministry. Listen. Now when you say work of the ministry, you now look at, in your Bible, you can now put 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 17. That the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. It's the same thing. So that's the cross reference. Hallelujah. We are doing cross reference. So you can cross reference that in your Bible. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So that will be the good work, which is what? Ministry. So who does the work of ministry? Is it just the pastors? No. Everyone does. That is what Paul is saying. But the pastors are set there to teach you so that you too will come into ministry. You too will come into teaching. So who is called to teach everybody? Who is called to raise disciples, everybody? Raise disciples. Did you see that? Aha. You cannot say you have been a Christian for 10 years and yet you don't have one disciple. You'll be flawed. Yes, now. Ah, what are you doing in the body of Christ? I'm an elder in the body of Christ. How many disciples? No. Elder,
go
find your town's meeting. I'll be doing elder there. You have been in Christ for how God knows how long, and you've not won a soul.
Don't worry, GPS, I'm waiting for GPS. Hallelujah. Everybody will be in GPS this year, right?
Pastor Wisdom, everybody will be in GPS. Everybody. We are waiting for GPLC. Hallelujah. I will wait. I will be patient for GPLC. Very patient. Hallelujah. I will not say it here. No. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, the work of the teacher is to make us fit with ministry in view. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at verse 14 very well. He said that we should no longer be children. That talks about spiritual growth. Tossed through and fro. Some people, they've been Christians for 10 years and yet, or for 50 years, they still be tossed through and fro. Today, so if you don't sow, you will not progress. Tomorrow, finish work. Next tomorrow, second work of grace. How about third work of grace? God bless you.
Amen. Glory to God.
No. He said, we should no more be children. Tossed to and fro. Now, when he talks about we should no more be children, he talks about an attitude. The attitude of going through and through. Is not, listen, nobody gets born again a child. You understand me? No one gets born again a child. Hallelujah. But, you know, the attitude of some believers show childishness. Today I'm with Prophet A. Next tomorrow I'm with Teacher B. Next tomorrow I'm with Grace Preacher. Next tomorrow I'm with Prosperity Preacher. How are you doing? I just want to know all. stay, keep knowing. Always knowing and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Okay. So, you see, the teaching of the word eradicates confusion. That's what he's saying, Thus Christ wrote. It eradicates confusion. So people are confused about Christian life, about their Christian life. They're confused about studying the scriptures. But you know, the proper teaching of the word will make your discernment sharper. Your discernment will be very sharp. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So many times, why would believers become unstable? Today you are in the Lord, tomorrow you are out of the Lord. You know what I mean, like all of
Hallelujah.
We know you can't do it, but
I'm just putting that. You know, today I'm in the Lord. Ah! I can speak in tongues tomorrow.
Yeah, another thing. Ah! What did you just do? You just say, Shagmaba, what is that? Is that tongues? No! When you speak with tongues, you don't know what you are saying. You be in a trance. You don't say, ah! You now need tongues again. You see your life? You are first trance. Glory to God. That used to be like that years back, 2000. No,
yeah, 2000. Yeah, around 2000. Hallelujah. We speak in tongues once in a year. It's not like you are going to church when they say you speak in tongues, you're a demon.
So, we just speak in tongues one day and we speak in tongues and we pray deep. Just
with this one tongue.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank God for Kenneth Higgins. Thank God for him. Hallelujah. Okay, let's go ahead. You see yourself? So why do believers get confused?
How do believers get unstable? Did I give a topic of this message? No, we just
did. The topic is following rightly. Following rightly. Why do some believers become unstable or inconsistent? Today you lay hands, somebody got healed. Who is that? I don't believe in laying of hands. You see your life. Today you lay hands, somebody laid hands on you, and you fell under the anointing. Tomorrow you lay hands on another thing. They can put their hands on your head, and your glory will go. I want to lay hands on someone one time. He said, sir, I don't lay hands on my head. I said, why? He said, lay your hands on my shoulder. I said, why? He said, you put your hands on my head, my glory will go. I said, ah. Carry your glory and be going home now. You don't need
that. You see yourself. You see yourself.
Somebody told you your glory will go. And you agree. Say, which glory do you have? Self glory. Yes, Lord. If it is the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ, nothing. Why do believers get to that point? And you know, the Spirit of God is the glory of God. And this is what we have. Glory to God. So that someone is serious. Their glory will go. It shows that there's a problem somewhere. They lay your hands on my shoulder, not on my head. You know? Eh? No, I'm not, I do not tell you anything.
I'm preaching. No one should hear. Nobody should hear me anything. Before the next day, you start telling me you'll be your experience.
I don't want to be here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So, you don't. Because the glory of God is the Spirit of God.
And you say, eternal life is eternal, right?
How did everybody say, your salvation is eternal?
Your salvation is eternal. Then why are you thinking of such?
It shows there's a problem with what? The teaching.
It's unstable. You know, I remember people that go to 30 church in 1 year, 5 church in 1 year, money to be stable. Why can you be stable?
You be like unstable as Reuben.
Yes, now.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today supporting Joseph. Tomorrow, just kill him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So, why are believers inconsistent? Believers get inconsistent with what, because of either what they are hearing or who they are listening to.
Either with what they are listening or who they are listening to.
You see, a major percentage will be, how are you giving yourself to the learning of scriptures? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I can say this to you and to anybody authoritatively. By the
learning of the word of God and by experience. Today, I don't enter here, I don't enter here, I don't come here, I don't come back. I will tell you.
Even consistency. Same consistency, yes, is that it's not the way that what you are hearing. And you know, when the word of man starts, when the deception wants to start, it will start with testimony.
Hallelujah.
Just 2 days ago, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. And Lord told me to tell somebody to drink water. The water, they dried it under the sun for 5 hours. You now injected tramadol. But then the giant that was healed of the giant. And you now say, man of God, professor. They've gotten you.
This scripture now. They will use endless genealogies. Or they will not use genealogy, they will use endless testimonies.
Just to sweat the money out of your pocket.
There was one I listened to. I just knew that this one is not cooked up. It is borrowed. That's what just there. They want to get them out to sow. Listen. And they made good amount of money.
But I said, me, smart, I will not stand up. I've made up my mind. Me, I will not drop my 1,000 naira. Because as they started, I knew that 1,000 naira they go. So I would just sit there and say, okay, let's see. Then I say, if you want to connect, bring 1,000. Everybody just stand and say, I see ya. Then I say, no, I need everybody to join. Everybody needs to connect. If you have 500, you can still come. Aha! If you have 400, you can still come. If you have 100, you can still come. You just need to flow in the flow. This is me. I say, me,
I will not come out.
Me, I will not come out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
When the story started, I knew. Just say, everybody, there's a young boy like that.
They sang, you are the living God. There's no one like everybody was there. I said,
there's a young boy like that.
You went to sleep with the girl. When the story started like that, I didn't know. I was together how I got to that point. How I got to that place. I was already irritated.
Say, I knew something alive when I entered.
Now, I said, if I slept with the lady, the lady that talked to coffee. Come for now, somebody lady there. I said, inside church. I just stood up, I went to the toilet. I said, inside church. You don't talk to coffee, you're not bed. Say, no, you call pastor, nobody could take away the coffee.
Nollywood. African magic.
Nobody could take. They went to this, they not came to call me.
Hey! Who are you, supervisor in the spirit, Ali?
I went. I now do something. I said, you pour holy water. And the thing disappeared. It appeared to me. Who are you deceiving? Those frivolous people. They deserve their pastor.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, when you watch too many African magic, your life will be magic. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Don't mind me, I used to watch African magic.
But I don't watch African magic. You know what I mean?
Magic.
Where a ghost will open coffin. And the ghost. That is too much of magic.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, let's look. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 13. 2 Timothy 1 13. I said it's majorly because of what they are listening to or whom they are listening to. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 13, sorry. Take note of this. He said, hold fast the pattern of sound word which you've heard from me in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. He tells him to hold fast. That word to hold fast is the word that implies to stay consistent. with what he's hearing. He tells Timothy, stay consistent. Timothy was faced with false doctrine. People began to say evil. Or let me not say evil. People began to teach their belly. They began to teach false doctrine. People began to teach, you don't eat this. If you eat this, you have that. You know what kind of thing? Worshipping of stars or moon. So those doctrines were becoming strong. And Paul told Timothy, hold fast the pattern of sound doctrine. Stay consistent to what you have been hearing, what you know. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
In 1 Timothy chapter 4, before we this be 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 13. Look at this. It says, till I come. Paul is telling Timothy, give attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Do not neglect the gift of God which is in you, which was given to you by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the eldership. Say, meditate on these things. Give yourself entirely to them, that your progress may be evident to all. Take heed to yourself and to your doctrine. Continue in them. In what? In your doctrine. In your teaching. Continue in them. For in doing so, you will save both yourself and those who hear you. This is very strong. He's telling him to stay with what he knows. Stay doing the same thing. He said, give yourself to what? To reading. Do you understand? Give yourself to teaching. Say, meditate upon this thing. Give yourself. Hold it to them. Hallelujah. That your progress may appear to all. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is very instructive for every believer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, continue your doctrine. Continue in that which you are learning. Meaning you keep learning it, the same thing over and over again. Stay doing it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The problem with some people is that they want to hear new things. That is their problem.
Yes.
But you know, you keep hearing the same thing, though. The same thing. Jesus is Lord. Yes, you keep hearing it. John 3:16, you keep hearing it. Don't ever look for something new. Keep learning the same. That is what Paul told Timothy. Said, till I come, pay attention to learning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You keep learning the same thing. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You stay doing the same thing. You stay doing the same thing. Say, I stay. Learning the same thing.
Over and
over.
Never getting tired.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Okay, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2. We spoke about faithful men, right? He said, the things which you've heard from me among many witnesses, the same commit to faithful men, we will be able to teach others also. Faithful men. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the faithful are those who are under his teaching. Say, the same commit to faithful men. So those faithful men are those who are under his teaching, who have been proven to continue. Do you understand? Faithful men. Those are those who are faithful to what is being taught. They are always listening. They are called faithful men. Those are men that stay. In fact, Paul warned Timothy about some who strayed. They went out. Do you understand? They went out. We'll see that shortly. Hallelujah. Look at chapter 3, verse 10. Let's look at Timothy. Say, but you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long suffering, love, perseverance. Say, you have carefully followed. So Timothy is a product of consistent following. Consistent following the teaching of Paul. Timothy said, you have carefully followed my teaching. Very important. You have carefully followed my teaching. Look at chapter 4, verse 3. I was talking about, he said, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and teaching. Verse 3. For the time will come when some will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own lust, desire, according to their own desire, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers.
Take
note
of that word, teachers. Who we are listening to? Did you see?
They have itching ears. Say some will not endure. There are some people, they will not endure sound doctrine. They want to hear something new. Wait to be home. Is it not Jesus Christ? They want to hear something new. Tell us about the second work of grace. You want to know? No. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. There will be some who will not endure sound doctrine. Let me quote what Pastor Shekou said.
The gospel is to be endured. There will be some who will not endure. You endure the enemy. You will endure it.
Because you see,
we'll see discuss the religion of the Spirit. In the next 30 years, we'll still be talking about it. You keep hearing the same thing. John 8, 12. I'll still keep quoting it. You keep hearing Luke 24, 25. You keep hearing Matthew 28, 18. Oh, you are tired. Watch yourself. The moment you begin to have itching ears, you're backsliding. The moment you begin to say, it's the same thing you're hearing again and again and again. Watch yourself. You're backsliding.
You must not develop it in here. Like a brother, he came to meet me in school while we were in school. He said, Pastor Smile. I said, child,
man of God, I'm having. I thought it was very serious. He said, man of God, I'm having a problem. He said, what is it? He said, hi, Pastor Smile. I'm having a serious issue.
He said, what did it happen? He said, I'm having spiritual kwashoko.
I thought it's a new spiritual, case.
I'm having a spiritual kwashoko. He said, no, sir.
You know, spiritual for sure. In the same manner, I be hearing the same thing every day. But that commitment, they can't get teachers another thing. So they say, your problem.
Eh?
The guy is in the US. He's actually your problem is your. What? How is that a problem? Here now, give me the Bible and they teach you. He say, man of God, na for sure I get to.
I don't smile. I know how to teach him again from the scriptures. Do you understand? To teach him from the scriptures. Glory to God. The moment you begin to have itching ears, you're no longer enjoying it. Then you ask somebody, what are you doing with the gospel? I'm enjoying the gospel. Sorry. Okay, what are you doing with the enjoyment? I'm just enjoying the gospel.
Enjoying the gospel. Don't worry. When you see persecution, your talk will change.
Yes, now. Look at those guys, the apostles. That was when they flogged them.
They beat them black and blue. But what did they do? They were rejoicing more. They were worthy to be counted. They flogged us. They were happy. They were rejoicing that they flogged them. They are counted worthy. Glory to God.
They were counted worthy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, endure sound doctrine shows you do not enjoy. You endure sound doctrine. You enjoy it. You endure the teaching of the word. So, that means you must stay consistent to hearing the same thing over and over again.
You see, here, Pastor, wisdom come and tell you, the Greek word is epignosis. I will know. Didache.
Some of you said if you are sleeping, you'll be hearing didache.
You keep hearing it though. I'm not tired though. We'll talk about it for the next 50 years. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I stay glued teaching the same thing. You know, I keep telling myself that. I keep telling myself that I stay glued teaching the same thing.
I will not work. And this goes ahead to pastors. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's a pastor who just get tired. So, Father, every time. What am I going to teach from?
They already know. You're already second guessing. Amen. Teach, bro. Teach. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So, teach. You must stay consistent to hearing the same thing over and again. Say, I stay consistent.
Hearing the same thing,
the same truth
about Christ,
over and again.
Over and again.
I will not get itchy
in my ears.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, lack of consistency and remaining unfaithful to, the lack of consistency to sound doctrine will be this. 1 Timothy chapter 18 verse 20. Let's look at some of those things. 1 Timothy 1:18. He said, this charge I commit to you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by then you may wage a good warfare, having faith and good conscience, which some have rejected concerning the faith, have suffered shipwreck. Do you know what I mean? Suffered shipwreck, of whom are Hymenaeus and Alexandria, whom I delivered to Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme. Meaning, to listen, for you not to endure sound doctrine, you even blaspheme. You begin to blaspheme. Do you know that? Begin to blaspheme. So you know, because you want to hear something, God now bless you, now jam Jehovah wickedness. It will now wicked your life. Yes, now jam Jehovah wickedness. So, hallelujah.
Amen.
You say, yes, it's true. It's true. You know, I was listening to our message, Pioneering a Walk. And I remembered a story that I shared, that I heard from Pastor Shegu. That someone said, he read, we are joint heirs with Christ. Joint heirs. And I said, you know, I'm a joint heir. We are joint heirs with Christ. Wait until you hear the big one. And I said, you know, if, let's say tomorrow now, God is no more. You hear the talk? Let's say tomorrow now, God is no more. And then I need somebody to fill up the throne. You know, we have equal rights with Jesus. You should know that the mental issue has gone beyond the other level. That is what, see, listen, that is what itching ears will cause. Tomorrow God is no more. How? You know, hallelujah. That is just being crazy, you know. Hallelujah. Blaspheme. People begin to blaspheme. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
There's a second time Jesus will come and die. You now hear it. Say, aha! Pastor Smart does not know this revelation. He does not know this man has been in ministry for 50 years. Say, it is another death. That is, that is the Rema.
Rema bonfire here. You catching Rema here? Yeah?
Until the day you see nothing to catch. Glory to God. Look at 1 John chapter 2. Please. 1 John 2. Verses 18 into 19. Don't worry, we're about to round up. 1 John 2, 18 into 19. Say, little children, this is the last hour. And as you have heard, the Antichrist is coming. Even now, the Antichrist have come.
Uh-huh. Yeah, oh. You know the Antichrist is coming. Oh. The Antichrist have come.
Oh. You that you are waiting for Antichrist to come.
It has come. It has come. It has come. So that was what they tell you, that the Antichrist is a message. You know what I mean?
Christ is a message. The Antichrist is a message. Do you understand? Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Antichrist has come. Even now, the Antichrist has come. And which we know that this is the last hour. Look at verse 19. It said, they went out from us. They went out from us. But they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be manifest that none of them were of us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The resultant effect. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When people just come to breathe in to hear word, to now make a shipwreck of everything. They are not even born again, they are not saved. Now, we now know how to start up a church. But John is saying that they were never saved.
They You are part of the mixed multitude that came to church meeting. But how? That is Rema. No wonder he's taught in school. He will start from Luke 24:35. He will not go to Matthew 28:18. He will not flow to 2 Timothy 3:16. From there, you will not go to Romans 1:1, 2, and 3.
We will still do it in understanding the gospel.
As I'm saying it, that will still go. You will then not go to Hebrews 1:1, 2, 3. You don't go to John 5:39, John 5:46.
Now we know how to start ministry. And then we get to cook up.
Think of shipwreck.
They made the shipwreck. So that is, they said they did not continue with us. Very important. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, from verse 14 to 15. This is important. There's verse 14. If anyone does not obey the word of this epistle, which is his teaching of this epistle, not that person. It means anyone who does not continue in this epistle, not that person, mark the person, and do not keep company with him, that they may be ashamed.
Did you see that? Do not keep company with them. Mark them. Because those ones can crumble your faith. Why do you believe? So mark them. Those ones are the ones that are, you tag them, they are not faithful. There is a faithfulness in listening to the scriptures. There's a faithfulness in staying with what you have been taught. There's a faithfulness. It is called faithfulness. You are not like Nigerian Nepal. We'll see you today, we'll see you next time. You are like Nepal. No! You will be faithful to listening. Say, I'm faithful.
I'm faithful.
To learning.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's a faithfulness attached to it. Your spiritual life will not be like Nigeria, Nepal. You cannot determine it. You see it today, you don't see it again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, I don't know. Whenever I'm around for a WIM meeting, I get fired up to do gospel. But I don't know. Along the line, I just don't come again. I'm not saying I don't come. I really don't understand myself and this. You're not faithful, bro. You don't need prayer. You see, there are some things you don't need prayer for. You don't need deliverance, so all you need is faithfulness. Just come and sit down and learn. You say, but sir, you used to teach for a long time. There's no dancing, there's no jumping. Oh, you rejoice. Hallelujah. There's no dancing. There's no bazaar. There's no holy communion. But we do holy communion. But there's no holy communion. There's no drinking of bread. I mean, drinking of wine and taking of bread.
Sir, you know, those things are very important. You know, to have harvest. You know, that harvest time, we have something to show.
You see, like, your problem is your mouth. Hallelujah. Are we together?
Yes.
So there's a faithfulness in staying. There's a faithfulness, or your faithfulness is in staying to the same thing. Staying glued to the same thing. That is the faithfulness. The faithfulness is staying glued to hearing the same thing.
Are you hearing?
You're glued to hearing the same thing. So a disciple of Christ must be consistent to the message. Unwavering. You will not do unwavering. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 3:14. These things I write to you. Oh, sorry, that's 1 Timothy. Verse 14 said, You must continue in this thing which you've heard, which you've learned, and been assured of knowing from whom you've learned them. You must continue in what you have learned. Right? And knowing whom you've learned from. So, learning and knowing who you are learning from is important. There's a consistency in who you are following. Oh, so hallelujah.
Amen.
Who you are following or who you are learning from is material to your spiritual growth. Who you are following is material to your spiritual growth. there is that place from who you are learning from. You are not learning disco, not learning choreography, you are learning the word.
You sing, give me the word, make it plain, let me. You are singing it. Is this what you mean?
You still have 2 hours by day.
Yeah, so what will be having understanding the gospel? We'll be here for 8 hours, sitting now, learning the same thing. Ah! Yes, so we learn. Give me the word. You are not understanding now. I'm giving you. Make it plainly clear to me. Hallelujah. It's clear. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So there's a faithfulness in following. But learn to follow well. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In verse 10, look at that verse 10. Paul had just said Timothy followed him well. He said, you have carefully followed my doctrine. He personalized it. So it means Timothy followed who? Paul. In chapter 1, verse 2, he said to Timothy, a beloved son. So Timothy is Paul's son in the Lord. Do you understand? So Timothy followed Paul. Were the other apostles? Yes. Did he fight over them? Did he discriminate them? No. But he followed Paul. Do you understand? He followed Paul. He is Paul's disciple. Do you understand that? He followed. It's a place of who you follow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In following, you do not seek to. I want to say this. Timothy, see, let me tell you here. Peter,
before I say what is in my book, actually, I will say this. Peter, listen, Peter is there.
Before Paul came, Peter was. Abi? John was.
Yes.
Those 12 were. Before Paul was even. In fact, when those ones were preaching, Paul was easy killing. Yes, but Paul came. Timothy followed Paul. Listen, Timothy had the chance of meeting Peter. Right? Switching to Peter. Switching to. When Paul, maybe Paul is talking, Paul said, you know, Peter showed me this from the scriptures and, you know, about when Jesus was like, Peter! And Peter says, man of God, I will follow you. Paul still wants that. Man of God! He stayed glued to Paul. That is consistency. That is faithfulness. That is what? That is faithfulness.
Because they Paul, I mean, Peter, please show me some of the things that you used to tell your Paul. I want to learn. He didn't do that.
You understand? Aha.
Bill? And the shepherd said, never leave a local assembly where the word of God is taught and the things of the Spirit are demonstrated. Never leave such assembly for anything. For anything!
Sister?
Bro? Sister? Don't leave. Stay there.
For anything! If they did not come to visit me when I was not feeling fine, because of that,
Satan! I visited you.
Hey! There's some people that allow carnal things get at them. When I was not feeling fine, they did not come to pay me a visit. Who are you? Class captain in the body of Christ. Or what? You see, I'm not saying they should not come and visit you, but you know, it's for you to even have that thought. It's a sign of carnality. You don't know? They should not come to see me because of that. I'm not attending that church. They do not use your mind until they have a key.
Sister Abel, oh sorry.
Bro Abel, there's a bro Abel key. There's a sister Felicia key.
carnality is in your heart.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, listen, in following, you do not seek. I'm trying as much as I can to put it this word. In fact, I have tried to put it in several ways. But let me put it like this. You do not seek to know what your pastor knows. I'm going to use an example to explain that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because it will bet confusion. It will bet confusion.
Seriously, to bet confusion. And I mean, to not seek to know about the does not mean not listening. I want to explain that.
Now, we had a brother who was part of our ministry years back.
Listen, I was attending whenever. Since Southern Minister, I usually have a church where I try as much as I can to attend in the morning. Generally, I try as much as I can to do that. So I was attending a particular denomination, a particular church. So I know when I get to attend denominations like that, I will always carry some leaders to join me, let's attend. Generally, I do it. So we go together.
Generally,
very important. So, there some leaders I just know. So some people willingly wanted to know what I was. So some people will come. This brother, he will come to my house, he will carry my book. Carry book. Wants to know all the book I'm reading. He read all this year. He was reading it. EW Kenyon will carry. Kinehagi will carry. Mountain movie. Man of God, you bought mountain movie first. I want to read, carry. And me, I used to give her my books. Baby. A book. Yeah, with one of my book.
I just remember now.
So just it's I'm not gonna have a problem. You see, it used to be. So he carried. So he will go through my books and things like that. So one day I now told him, you know, we had a meeting and I said, the believer, for the believer, the scriptures, the word of God is the guide to the believer's life. It's the manual to the believer's life. Do you understand? He picked. Now, I didn't say that alone. I was teaching. We were having a teacher, and I said that he now picked that teaching. He picked it. Picked that word. The believer, the Bible man, now went. He was now doing research on that word. He said. He now took it to some leaders. I got to know this later. Some leaders in the church I was attending. Not the main pastor, leaders. He now said, the Bible cannot be the manner to your life. No. He now compounded that word for him. I came back from school because he was one handling me in school. I came back from school. And I said, man, go. I have a revelation. He said, you don't put enough time that the Bible is the manual to our life. I said, I made mention of that. He said, you are wrong. He told me I was wrong. I said, how? No, because he feels we are feasting on the same material. See, people can get to that point. People can get to that point. Is it not the same word we are hearing? That is what they will be telling. That is the same word you are hearing. Never get to that point. That is pride. Do you understand that? You see, for you to say that even to your cell leader, it is lack of home. You say, sir, you are wrong. That you know, when you are watching a Nigerian movie and they say, pam, 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 pam. What happened there? Yeah? Okay. As humble as I says, teach me the word. I'm that very simple. He says, you know, quote one scripture. That's it, you know, if you say something is the manner to your life, it means anybody can pick it up and know your life. Like if you buy a TV, teach me the word. And if you buy a TV, there's a manner. If another person pick up the manner, you will know the function of that TV. So that means if you say the Bible is the manner to your life, it means anybody can pick it and know what your life will be like. I said, no, you are missing the point. He said, that is it, sir.
You know, the Bible says, the wind blows when it lists. And you hear the voice thereof. But come on there. Where it's coming and where it's going. So is it that is born of the Spirit. But the man who's born of the Spirit cannot be determined. So if I'm born of the Spirit, I said the Bible is the manual to my life, that means people can gauge my life. That's it, sir. You see, the funny thing was that he told me that the night I was to travel. And I said, would you do me something? Because I knew that I cannot start. I was already prepared. This was around to 10 in the midnight, in the night. So I knew that I was not going. There's nothing I can say. I can't start up a teaching. And I needed to travel the next one. If he had told me that earlier enough, I would not have bought my ticket. I would have suspended my travel. I've done that severally. I would not have traveled back to school. There are times in school, when school will resume, I'll stay at home for 2 months. Stay in ministry. It's not a joke. So I'm like, oh. And I said, you know what you do for me? He said, what? I said, please, I beg you, in the name of anything. Can I say the name of my near target? I beg you in the name of everything, for anything. You know what you do for me? You don't say this thing. What you don't say to me now? You know you're preaching when I'm not around. Eh? Don't mention it. Don't do ping. Don't say to any of my flocks. I'm like, okay. But sir, you know you are wrong. I say, I know I'm wrong. But don't mention it. Listen. And I'll call somebody else. I call two people. I call Bro Tunde. I can mention his name because this is good part. Call Bro Tunde and I call Bro Jeremiah. Say, see you. Look at this brother. Monitor him. All. In fact, Bro Jeremiah, he's figurehead. You teach. Or two. I'm just like, no, please, I'm not. On the Friday, I'll call him the evening. What are you teaching? Don't teach. I've called for Jeremiah to teach. Seriously. I make sure I sideline him. Before I will come back, everybody in ministry will not be talking another thing. I want to listen to me. He didn't stay up to 1 month when I was gone to school. He was gone into the world. He started smoking weed. It is that weed that was worrying him. I began to say those things. He didn't understand the truth. Itching ears. Following. Never get to that point. Listen to me. Never get to that point. Eh? Remember we've talked about honor. We've talked about honor. Aha. Then you know. What I'm telling you is not a small talk. I just have to know it's an eyewitness account or it's an account I'm giving. So I have to shorten it. It was long. A discussion that started on block T2. Got to T10. We stood T10 in the night. You know it was not a small talk. It was not a small talk. It was talking. You know this mystery that you have has been given to me too. When you begin to hear words like that, that is lack of honor. Do not seek to get to that point. Because it will lead to confusion. Do not get to that point. If the reason why you listen to a message, you see, let me tell you something. I learned something of recent. See. I said I will read one of Pastor Shengu's posts for us. He reposted some of his posts. And he said, there's a bigger, I will just give a, now this is not high witness, this. I read it. Okay, this reporting. This is a reporting account. Now I want to report. Now, here is what he said. He said, this young man was listening to a pastor. A pastor, a great man of God. As he was listening to that man of God, listen, was drawn to a pastor who teaches, listen, who feeds from the same man of God. What he did was that he just started listening to this one for him immediately. Tell us that I just reported what he said. Do you understand me? That's exactly what I just did. So I hope you got that. Eh? So he switched immediately and was not listening to his pastor directly and speaking from his pastor directly. You know that? Very important, that is wisdom. has wisdom. To me, if I get on listening to someone, here's what I do. I listen to that person alone. What am I looking for? Tell me what I'm looking for now. Do you understand? Pastor Wisdom was sharing something with me concerning a man of God visited another ministry. And he called for an altar call. He saw that most of the people that came out of the altar call were not from that particular denomination where the man of God was ministering. It's not an act of disrespect, no. But they knew that their pastor received all that they need for that spiritual journey. Do you understand that? Not that they were told not to come out, no. But you know, that is called growth. They've grown to that point. Now I'm talking the real stuff. Must learn to follow rightly. Learn to follow rightly. See, let me tell you, there are plenty of people who are claiming word people. Word people. But your discernment needs to be sharper. How? Listen, if you get listening to several people at the same time, especially in social media, you know what I mean? Social media, hear this, I mean, you are confusing yourself. Streamline what you hear. Do you understand? There are a lot of people out on social media. What men? They say that we are what men. I begin to hear funny things. Do you understand? There was someone else that usually share on my post, on his post, and I usually see it and enjoy what he has been sharing. But one day he does his background. That's what his background. Background big time. Ah! See, I bet you, if I give some people that thing to read, they'll say this is Rema. But you know, discernment is not just wrong from right. No, it's not just knowing wrong from right. No, there's what they call slightly right from right. You need to know. Slightly. You see, what that person missed was just a sentence. Just that one sentence nullified everything I've been writing. All the epignosis I've been writing, all of them just crashed. Everything he wrote was crashed into. That was the major reason why he wrote. And you know what happened? He put it at the middle of the sentence. So he can also be proud of say, this guy is worded. I went for the person. I sent the person an inbox. You are wrong. I said, you are right. How can you tell me that I just simple? It's my social media. Social media is easy. Just look at can block. Can. Oh, bye bye. It's simple, just block. I will move ahead. That's that simple, you know. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just do for block. You see, you must keep your heart pure. You must keep your heart pure. This is the reason why, listen, if I get listening to someone, I don't care. I get listening to that person alone. On my social media page, it's just one person that I share his post, Pastor Shemi. If you like, write anything, it's one person I share his post. Do you know that? Even if we don't belong to the same club, but there's something that we share in common. Do you know that? I'm a Chelsea, but Savior is. He just traveled to Barcelona. We know he will run out. He will run out. But he traveled to Barcelona. But we have something in common. Christ in us. Do you understand? So, most of the time I get very conscious of people saying, I'm a word person. You see, I'm a word person. One said, you know, you just have prayed our prayer. Say, that is the word. Say, he has prayed. He prayed for us. You don't need to pray. Why the long prayer? Just, you know, just worshiping. Is that? No, just worshiping.
Oh, Zagno.
Your problem. Is glory to God. So it's very important how and who you follow. Do you understand? I know of a ministry that they know where their pastor is teaching from. They know. But you know the funny thing? They listen to no other message than their pastor's message. What are you looking for? What are you looking for? It's a question you should ask yourself. What are you looking for? I want to know what Pastor Philemon will see your life. You bet confusion. That is what you just do. You just bet confusion. There are some people, there are some things they've listened to until we taught it here. You see yourself. So where are you rushing to at first? Where are you rushing to? Jonathan, calm down. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's no adventure. It's not an adventurous, but no. It's not an adventure at all. When people try to do things like that, they run into confusion. I have another young brother. I've blocked anyone dead, so you can't catch him. Anyone dead.
There's only two people that can chase him. Me and two.
So, we did evangelism, and he got saved. Do you understand? We now started doing follow-up. If I'm going for the follow-up, today will not go. So we had follow-up time. We plan what to teach this morning. Do you understand? So on doing the follow-up, I was not giving book. Give book, go and listen. Go and study, bro. Study. You must grow fast though. must grow fast. And when we are coming back, we are giving us all the lens. Sharp. Ah! The brother was growing. All of a sudden, God, I give the brother a book. You have an adventure. I don't want the name of someone. I'll take it up there.
Lakewood. You know Lakewood, you know Lakewood. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, adventure into Lakewood. You know what I mean by Lakewood? You know? If you don't know, don't worry.
No, I don't need to tell you. Least you say, I said.
So now I'm going to enter that place. When you got there, lo and behold. When I got to his place, people was not listening to something else. I said, well, calm down. Because then I was hard-headedly listening to Joseph Prince. Joseph Prince is not the cool. I was listening to Joseph Prince. So he was not listening to Joseph Prince. I love that. So listen, now started mixing. The next thing. We started bringing him for meeting like this. At least he stayed for about 6 months. And that period, I and Tunde had time to preach. So if I preach, maybe I'll preach for 2 weeks, Tunde will take 1 week. So we'll just preach like that. So one day, after one meeting at my place, as we're going out, he now came to meet me and Tunde. He said, sir, the Lord is calling me to ministry. Sharply. Sharpen. There is a wisdom in that which we will learn as we progress. There's a wisdom in that. So he said, Lord has called me to ministry, and based on that, I'm no longer coming for what in part of the ministry. Tunde was like, whoa. When the brother left, Tunde jokes about almost everything.
He not look at
that,
smart.
You
don't lose
all your. I was like, but Tunde, you know what this brother is doing is wrong. I said, I know. Well, let's talk to him. I said, no, leave him. He told me, leave him. He said, no, I need to say leave him. Anything you tell him now will flow here and come and say. But you know the funny thing? I went to a meeting. My stubbornness. I talk, I preach, I talk. He's a man of God. I've been called. His first meeting is me and Bortune that ministered. I went to minister. You have opportunity to go to minister in the meeting. All of a sudden, we got to add motivation into the work. Today, we are not even hearing of him. That's why my son said, well, help our ministry. The man of God, man of God, man of God.
Don't say it.
He said, Father, as I'm here now, they are speaking in tongues, I feel refreshed. He came around for one of our meetings, I feel refreshed. Now I know God, wisdom. Pastor Wisdom knows what I'm talking about. Yeah, I feel refreshed. And I'm just laughing. You know? But you left. The work, you're not even doing it. But so what are you doing concerning the gospel? He says, no, actually what I do now is, I now do more motivation speaking. Is that a call in the Lord?
Is that a ministry gift? How people miss it when they stop following, when they have these itching ears. Because then you can't come for a win and you don't know what is zooming. You hear it morning, afternoon, midnight. So that's like, God will pray from now. Abi? You don't even never say I'm not a preacher. Zoe. What? Zoe. You know, Zoe. Somebody joined me to one day. He said, I've been coming to her for the past 3 months. I just hear Zoe. I have Zoe. What is Zoe, sir? Hallelujah. So, can you ask me? So do we hear that more often in our meeting? So we teach what we know. Then, hallelujah, then, hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, we keep teaching as we learn. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We learn and we teach. But you know, there's a place for following. Haven't learned who, you have to know who you learn from. The major problem in one of the problems in the church at Corinth, which we say we're going to visit again. But this time we might call it the issue in Corinth. The issues in Corinth. Tell us, Andy. So, you know, one of the issues they had in Corinth was Apollos and Paul. I'm for Paul. But he said, I Paul plant.
Apollos water. Do not give the increase. Did you get that? I'm for plant. What is God?
Just simple, I plant. Apollos water. I mean, what Apollos is doing is just taking care of you.
Apollos water. There's no increase.
So you must listen to me first. You take them at the church in Galatia. Say, I'm your father, the Lord. Tell us, Andy.
Very important. So when the church in Galatia got mixed up with politics, what did they say? They must be issued. Did you receive Jonathan?
What bewitched you?
Very important.
I passed it. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's round up with 2 Thessalonians quickly, chapter 3. Our time is fast then, chapter 3. But we'll round off. Verse 6 into 7. It says, but we command you, brethren, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw from every brother who walks disorderly and not according to the tradition which he received from us. Meaning anyone, listen, you should withdraw. That's what he's telling them. He said, withdraw from anyone who walks disorderly. Anyone who does not follow what you have taught you. When you get that withdraw, look at verse 7. For you yourself know how you ought to follow us. There is this. Let me not put the word skillfulness. But you know, following is faithfulness. It's faithfulness. You are faithful to follow him. Yourself know how you ought to follow us. Who is the us? Chapter 1, verse 1. You see, is who Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy. Paul and his sons. Tell us, you know how to follow us. How do you follow us? Stay glued. Do you understand me? To what has been given to you. Do you understand me? How do you follow us? Verse 14 shows you.
Verse 14 will show you that. You have to follow us. There's a faithfulness in following.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's some people who say, you know, some people follow by mouth. Some people follow by precept and example. Some people just follow by mouth. I'm a follower of Pastor Smart. Calm down. I have in thoughts. I don't get carried away by that. You know that? Now I'll not buy any house in Banana Island. So, are you telling me? You know that? So, see, this is true. You follow rightly. How do you follow? We have messages, we have tapes, you have leaders.
Mm.
You have your lesson outline. You read, you study. You keep to instructions. When you are told to pray, pray. There are some people that have never observed morning prayer. Some people have never observed.
You pray in the morning, you pray.
Do you understand me? You pray. You study, you listen to message. See, as I'm talking to you, I listen to our message. You know, when I'm in pre-show, I listen to it almost every day. Well, when I'm in pre-show, not somebody has special with me. Listen to it. Someone told you. That's not to follow. That's not to follow. Do you understand? That is how to follow. To follow well. You follow well. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, you keep your heart pure and you stay learning. That's an instruction for you today. Keep your heart pure.
What is your motive for doing what you do? What's your motive for going or listening to this or doing that? Keep your heart pure. Keep your heart pure. And you stay learning.
Me, oh, I stay learning. I keep my heart pure.
I don't try to know what another person knows. No, keep my heart pure. In order to read, see, I learned something from today years back. He said, I learned from today years back.
And he said something to me. He said, if you are studying, so he uses this word. You are studying to cantab another person. You are cantab. You are studying. Ah! For wisdom. He prays 2 times in a day. I will pray 3 times in a day. How to cantab you? You will never grow spiritually. If you are studying because you want to know what this sister knows, you will never know. You keep your heart pure. Yes, and you will keep your heart pure. If one in father's ministry is looking at another ministry to grow, we'll just keep doing the same thing. We've been having CRC, we'll keep having CRC in the next 1500 years. Keep doing what we do. Do you understand me? We'll just keep doing it. Hallelujah. Amen. And we'll follow the leading of God's Spirit. We'll follow the leading of God's Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we don't look out for people to know how we will do. We don't tweak it. No. No. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But we know the basic things to do, to teach. Teach more. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Teach more. Never try to be or to do not study. Now you will know what this brother knows or what this sister knows. No. You must study with a pure heart. You must study to know for yourself. You must study and keep learning. Keep learning. Exactly. Keep learning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Have you learned something today?
Yes.